Got a chance to be chatting with Steve Baranowski from Marquette Bank. We chatted, I think it was last week, Steve, maybe the week before for the first time. I'm excited to welcome you back to the program, my friend. How you doing?
How you doing, John? Thanks for having me. Go Hawks.
Go Hawks, absolutely. They are roaring high here. Let's hope they keep it going tonight against New Jersey in town. You're the Senior VP of Residential Real Estate at Marquette Bank. One thing I wanted to ask you about, I talk to so many people these days, as we keep on seeing the age of the average home buyer creep up. Now it's like 58 years old or 59. First-time home buyers average the age of 40. People are flabbergasted when they hear that. But you talk to people in their 20s and 30s now, and they say, look, I can make the payment, my rent, costs basically as much as a mortgage does. I just don't have the capital to meet you at closing with a down payment. Do you hear that a lot?
I do, John. It's a big challenge for home buyers, especially in our market. You know, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have done a great job with their low down payment programs for first-time home buyers, or you don't even have to be a first-time home buyer these days. You can put as little as 3% down. FHA's 3.5% down, which isn't much to save, but what a lot of people don't account for is those other costs that are associated with the transaction, your title, your lender, your prepaids, your insurance. And that's where down payment assistance programs that we offer through our Marquette Bank Affordable Housing Foundation and some of the other local agencies can really make an impact for some of these buyers.
So you assisted, is it just like a short little loan for them just to bridge that gap over time? How does it work?
Well, there's a number of various different programs. A lot of them are actually just forgivable over 5 years. Some of them are forgivable over 10 years. And there's all different amounts. I mean, earlier this year, we had a program that was offering $45,000 in down payment assistance. Just a couple weeks ago, we were able to close a homeowner with $35,000 in down payment assistance. So those are game changers.
How do you do that? That's a strange way to ask that question, but that seems miraculous.
There's a lot of different nuances. It's income driven. The number of people that are going to live in the house is a factor. The census tract that you're living in can be a factor as well. But the nice part is you know, our lenders are all very well versed in the programs, and we're going to help you through it. So we're going to evaluate your profile, and we're going to go out and look at the different programs and see what box you fit in and where we can get you the most money.
I guess that's a neighborhood bank being a neighborhood bank, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're averaging, I think it's a little over $14,000 in down payment assistance for buyers that do qualify for those programs. They're getting about 14 grand per file right now.
Yeah. Are you doing a lot of HELOCs these days?
We are. In this rate environment, our HELOCs and home equity fixed rate products are, the volume is way up on those.
Yeah, I bet.
Equity is just at an all-time high, so it's a great way for people to finance a home improvement project, to pay for tuition, you know, go on vacation even. It's just a lot better than the alternative of using revolving debt to pay for that stuff.
Right, and although I'm sure you'd like them to use it, they can also sit there, right? It's a safety net in many ways for people.
Yeah, the best part about a HELOC is it's flexible, and what I say, my kind of punchline for everybody is don't wait to apply for it until you need it, because it might be too late. So you don't pay any interest on what you're not using. So if you have a credit limit for $25,000 or $50,000 and the balance is zero, there's no money due. But when you need that money in the case of an emergency or a home improvement project, then you're able to access it quickly.
Yeah. All right. You work in the world of mortgages. What do you think about the 50-year mortgage?
It's getting a lot of news this week, and it doesn't sound like it's very popular. I mean, in theory, I think it's, you know, they're trying to make homes more affordable, and with the idea that the payment would be lower if you stretch the debt out further. But you know, like these home equity products that we're talking about right now, so many times people use their home as their biggest asset. So you're building equity with the mortgage products that we have now. In a 50-year product, you're not going to build any equity. You're going to build it at a snail's pace. So you're going to be paying a ton of interest and just not building wealth or equity in that house. So there's different products out there now. Like, you know, I would be opposed to a 50-year. I mean, I would have a home buyer maybe jump into a 5 or a 7/1 ARM at a lower rate, and with kind of the same effect, but also build an equity on that 30-year amortization.
Yeah, the ARM, the adjustable rate mortgage, which was kind of the boogeyman in 2008, but it became a little bit more popular in recent years. I just want to make sure I understand and listeners do. You say that it's harder to build equity because, what, over 50 years, you're paying so much little of the principal down, especially with the interest front-loaded, that you can't get your principal down. And even if your house gains value, it's not doing much if you're not taking the principal down.
That's correct. Even on a 30-year today, the first 10 years, you're not really touching too much of the principal. So if you do a 50, you're going to probably be, and I haven't done the math on it, but I did read one article, I believe it said you're not really hitting the principal until year 25 or 30.
Yeah, that seems crazy. I mean, a 30-year seemed crazy at the time, too, but it seems to be a lot of people kind of think stretching another 20, maybe not the way to do it. Steve, we're almost out of time. How can people reach you? Who should be reaching out to you?
Oh, well, anyone, you know, looking to do the HELOC and utilize their equity in their house, or anyone even thinking about purchasing a home in the next, you know, 12 months or so, should be reaching out so that we can get things lined up for them and make sure that they're in good shape and ready to go. You guys can visit us at emarketbank.com/homeloan or call us at 1-888-254-9500.
Yeah, 888-254-9500. And people can just kind of chat through it with you, right? Like, you're not pushing people to sign something on a phone call, right? If people are a little confused on what we chatted about or just want to dive deeper, they're happy to do it there, right?
100%, no obligation. We offer free consultations out on that website. Just reach out and we'll get in touch with you for no fees, no charge. We'll just talk through your situation and see if we've got a product that fits for you.
That's Steve Baranowski. Good to talk to you again, my friend. We'll chat soon, okay?
All right, thanks so much.
888-254-9500 or emarketbank.com/homeloan. Let's take a break. We'll wrap things up ahead of news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN.